Happy Labor Day, everyone. Whatever kind of labor you spend your weeks doing, I'm glad you took time away from that to be here today, to pause and reflect on what our faith might have to say to us on this Labor Day weekend. And I hope to be fortified for the labor you are called to do. Our labor isn't something that we really talk about a lot in church. Sometimes I'm afraid to say we are guilty of talking about the labor that some of us do away from here as if it were just in the way of the work that the church needs to be done. When will you finish your meeting so you can come to my meeting here? Don't let us get by with that. Call us on that if we do. But Labor Day really is a good day to give thanks for and to reflect upon all our various occupations all over, paid or not paid. Work is a huge part of most of our lives. For many hours a week, for many decades usually, and even after we retire from full-time employment or from paid work, we are engaged in many productive activities of our choosing or sometimes not of our choosing. Studs Terkel, in his book Working, which was written many decades ago, said, "All people search for," and I quote here, "meaning as well as daily bread, recognition as well as cash, astonishment rather than torpor, in short, for a sort of life rather than a Monday through Friday kind of dying." Maybe some of you can relate to that in your work. We want meaning. We want recognition. We want astonishment at new things. We want to have life in the work that we do. Sadly, in 1972, most of the people that Terkel documented did not find that meaning in their labor. Our workplaces, and those are sometimes our home or a third place, such as a voluntary organization, have a great impact on our lives. I think it's important to realize how our work environment shapes us, our feelings, our attitudes, our outlooks, but also how we can influence the cultures and sometimes even the policies of our workplaces to better reflect the kind of environment that God would want for every one of us. How does our faith help us to find meaning in our day-to-day lives? Before the Reformation in the 16th century, there was an idea that the only work that was important to God was the work of religion and the religious. The best work that one could do would be to be a monk or a nun and spend all your days in prayer. That was holy work. Everything else was just secular, a necessary evil to provide food and necessities of life, not important to God. At the time of the Reformation, Martin Luther took exception to that, saying that God's love, which is so unimaginably great and broad and deep and full, embraces all aspects of our physical and emotional lives. Luther saw our labor as a holy act whenever we performed it in faith and gratitude. Quote, "Picking up straw," he said, "could be equal in God's eyes to formal prayer and study." So people began to realize what they were doing was important to God and how they did it was important. John Calvin, Luther's peer, from whom our Presbyterian and Baptist and UCC friends draw their roots, understood work, all work, as a calling from God, a vocation. Vocations were not just to the church, but to whatever work needed to be done by people to help build a better community, free from sin or injustice, and thereby fulfill its purpose to bring God glory and improve the community's life. Today, Protestants and Roman Catholics alike agree that given the ratio that most of us spend in our work situations and in our home, compared to the amount of time most of us spend actually in church, it is the role of the church to help people live out their vocations in the world beyond the churches. Everything we do then is a concern to us because it is of concern to God, a reflection of our faith and how we serve God, or not. Therefore, my friends, think about what you did last week and what you will do next week. It is holy work, all of it. Banking, healing, teaching, building, cleaning, governing, farming, producing, marketing, selling, cooking, birthing, nurturing. Everything you do is holy work. All work, then, is worthy of honor and appreciation. All work, whatever it is that you or your spouse or your neighbor do, can be done to the glory of God and for the betterment of the community. Well, there may be some exceptions, like perhaps Bonnie and Clyde. If your daily activity involves stealing from people and sometimes killing them, perhaps you should reconsider whether this is the true vocation of your life. But the idea of the honor of all work is the same. And it was irrevocably brought home to me in a conversation I had with my father many years ago when I was still in high school. I had learned from my grandmother to be quite impressed with his accomplishments in life, his degrees, and his professional successes designing water plants for major cities. And one day, in a conversation, he reflected to me that he didn't know why some people were paid so much more than others, noting that what he did, designing water systems that employed all the best science and engineering, would be totally useless without the factory workers making the pipes, the construction workers building the plants, the plumbers installing the pipes, and the technicians running the plant every day to deliver the water. I would add to that the mother or the grandmother who keeps the dishes clean and bacteria-free and patiently pours the water for a thirsty child is doing equally honorable work, work that pleases God, gives God glory, and improves the life of the community. Long before my father's time, Brother Lawrence said, "We ought not to be weary of doing little things for the love of God, who regards not the greatness of the work, but the love with which it is performed." Can we look at our own work and the work of our neighbors through those eyes, through that lens? In just a few minutes, we are going to baptize little Emma. And her parents and godparents will make vows for her. Vows to see Christ in every person, to protect the dignity of every person, to strive for justice. As you renew your own vows along with Emma, I invite you today to consider your labor and how it protects the dignity of every human being, how your labor promotes peace and justice in the workplace and beyond. I invite you to recall that to be in a workplace that does these things is God's intention for you and every other person. I invite you to give thanks for your job, whether it's a paid job or one you do for love. If it does these things And if it doesn't, consider how you can impact it so that it is for the common good. Parents and grandparents, I invite you to think about how you will model for Emma and how you will raise her to understand that God calls her to be a person who rejoices and finds meaning and is fulfilled by good labor. So on this Labor Day weekend, I leave you with this thought. Every one of you, your labor matters to God and to all of us, your community. And we give thanks for workers everywhere, especially in our midst, and pray that through our work, God will be glorified. Amen.